Back on Downtown, it's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
We're joined, as always, on Friday afternoon by our friend Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports. Happy Friday to you, Mark.
Happy Friday. Good afternoon. How's it going, Rich?
Pretty good, thanks. How's the weather up your way?
Well, I'm in Corinth. It's not bad. We're going to a game right now, Foxtrot Central Girls, and asked me last night, I wouldn't think there would be any games tonight, but it's actually, the roads are pretty clear and ready for action. They have school in this area, so we're ready for action.
Well, that's good. Yeah, and even here in Bangor, the worst of it was done by, I don't know, 9 or 10 o'clock this morning. So it sounds like a whole lot of things are still on the docket. And that's certainly good for high school basketball, because we're getting down to the home stretch here, and then some more interesting weather coming up maybe Monday. And again, it looks like Wednesday night and Thursday could be rough. So play them while you can.
Yeah, I mean, and looking at the schedules, or, looking at the possibility of this getting called off tonight and postponed, like Foxcroft girls, they got three games scheduled next week and three games the week after. So, you don't want to back up games anymore. And as you say, could be more weather coming next week where they have to adjust the schedule.
So what do you expect to see tonight? How do you size up the game you'll be at?
Well, we actually had the first game between these two teams, and Central won 54-40. Both teams like to get after it, especially Foxcroft defensively. Central, we got Izzy Allen. She went over, she's only a junior. She went over 1,000 points for her career last night. Amazing accomplishment for any student athlete, especially as a junior. She's one of the best around, and makes them a threat every time they go on the floor. But it's a tough back-to-back, though, because they played, they're high school kids, and they should be able to handle it, we say. But, I mean, they played a tough Mananauco team last night, and the way Foxcroft plays defensively, it's a really, really a tough back-to-back on here.
Boy, and I think, did I read along the way, two juniors this week that reached the 1,000-point mark in Eastern Maine basketball?
Yeah, Mercia did, Ellsworth, yep. And he reached it against Foxcroft earlier this week. And, there's been some, Lizzie Gruber did too, actually. I think that might be who you're referring to, but down in Gardner. She went over that mark. And, and Will Cousins did. He's a senior for Dexter. He's got 37, 38 points in the last two games. Not bad, huh?
Yeah, that's a pretty good showing indeed. Well, we're getting down to that point in the season. Teams juggling for position, but also a few teams still trying to make their way into the tournament. Other than the game you're doing later on, what are some of the key games to keep an eye on over the next week or so?
Well, you got tomorrow, PCHS girls and Stearns. They play up in Millinocket. They just played yesterday. Stearns won a close one. But that's pretty big for a season, because you want to get that home prelim game for that chance to go to Bangor, and those two teams are battling for that. And also on the boys' side, Foxcroft plays Orono next week. Neither team worried about making the tournament, but that's a big game. And they both want to finish in the top four in Class B, get a bye, so they wouldn't have to play a prelim game. That's pretty big, and that would be a key game for both those teams.
Hey, Mark, can you give us a brief explanation, the decision, the discussion over looking at classification and enrollment numbers, apparently rejected by the schools and the MPA? What was the story behind that? Was it going to, how much was it going to change classification for schools around the state?
Well, they were going to have a small school class, or the schools with under 100. The problem with that is that the only problem with that is the distance between schools. I mean, you got Seacoast Academy down in wherever, Kittery, Burwick, or wherever they are, and then we got the majority of the schools are up way up north. So who's they don't have to play in class in the regular season, but just the distance between those schools was kind of an issue. Class C in that alignment was only going to have 10 teams, so you're going to have an 8 seed that might be 4-14 making Bangor. I think the idea should be to limit the number of, you're not going to eliminate them totally, but limit the number of blowouts at Bangor. You're not going to, during the regular season, you're still going to get them, but I mean, I think whatever they do, that should be the goal, because, you know, sometimes you get quarterfinal games where you know what's going to happen before, and, you know, I don't think it's good for, I mean, it's great for the kids to get on the floor for the number 8 seed, but I don't think they want to lose 80-15, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what you're getting sometimes in these quarterfinal games. And I think there is ways to eliminate it. You know, I think, you know, 4 classes would be good, but they're working hard. They got another meeting February 14th, and, you know, it's Valentine's Day, so maybe they can get together and all.
All right. Well, thanks for making sense of it all for us, Mark. We appreciate that. Enjoy the game tonight. Of course, people should check out Eastern Maine Sports for everything that's going on, high school basketball and beyond. Have yourself a good weekend, Mark, and we'll check in again next Friday.
All right, thanks for having me, Rich.
You got it. Mark Callen, Eastern Maine Sports, each week with the High School Report. It's brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at 2 locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.